2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Oh, a very special edition of the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. Hello.
Hello there.
Clapping. The sound of one man clapping.
Two men.
Two.
Three.
And three. And a woman.
Three.
Two,
lady.
Woman, four, four, and, okay, four. Perfect. Well, we call it special because we do this periodically. Oh, and Brody joins us. We're doing show and tell day.
Yay!
I love this day.
You have to show and you have to tell.
Okay.
It's very important. Brody, can you hear us yet? Are you there? Brody?
Hello.
Yep. Yep, there he is. Oh. Brody, welcome to our show and tell edition.
Hello.
You have your show and tell ready to go?
I do, yes.
Is it that FedEx box behind your head?
No, that's my Zoom background. On Android, you can't have a Zoom background, so... I've created a FedEx box Zoom background.
It's very impressive.
Very yes. nice.
But if Android's so like... great, why can't you have a Zoom background?
Yeah.
Because backgrounds are for losers. Otherwise, Android would have it.
Oh, okay. Oh,
everyone
that's
knows
why.
That.
Got us.
You won that round.
I get to put anything I want as my background.
You can. The world is your background. The world is your background. All right, so joining us on the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast, our special... what is it called? Show and Tell edition. Oh, you almost saw my thing. Froggy's here. There's Danielle. And
Hi.
There's Scary. And there's Garrett.
Hey.
And look at the background on Straight Nate's scene. Look at
yeah,
that.
Yeah, very festive, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
House is and coming together. It looks beautiful.
It looks great.
And
yeah.
there's Gandhi and there's Scotty B. And, of course, David Brody in his den with his FedEx background. All right.
Yep.
Who wants to host this? Is this yours, Straight Nate?
No, I think everybody just takes their turn. Since you are the host, Elvis, and your name is on the sign, why don't you start with the
Mom has been hosting all day. Her tits are tired.
Well, then get it out of the way, and then you can just sit back and relax.
No, we've got a busy day. All right, we'll start with you, Froggy. What is your show and tell for today?
Okay, so
since
I know she's not listening, yesterday my son and I were screwing around in the house, and we broke a Christmas decoration. But I glued it back together.
Oh.
And so it's this sled. We were putting the dogs on this sled and we were pushing them across the house.
It's not even a real sled, is it?
Oh my
no.
gosh, no.
But if you notice the tip Wait. Right here, can you see where it's broken off?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Oh no.
But I glued it back together.
God.
Look how good it looks. You can barely see that it was like
you can barely
you can totally see, it.
See it.
Until I text her, you can only see
it. So now look,
test it out again.
See it.
Yeah, look. No. Here, look. It'll hold.
No, by putting
its
the
spot.
Dogs back on it.
It's,
did you put the dogs
good.
Back on it?
Okay.
So this is show and don't tell.
Yeah. So this,
yeah.
Is, so this is proof.
That this you is can show and maybe you shouldn't tell.
Right.
See? But I did a good job. Right. Look how good I am at repairing.
You did a great job.
You can see
except
it.
The glue. I did get glue all over it on accident.
But get a marker. Get a marker. Right. Get a marker.
Don't let her know. Just don't tell her. She'll never know. What she doesn't know won't hurt
the
her.
The dogs were having a good time on the sled, though. They liked
it's
it.
It's not even a real sled. You're dragging your dogs around on a fake sled. Scary, why am I looking at your neck?
You're in two places, Scary.
What in the hell is
Whoa,
going
we have two
on?
Scaries.
No, that's not supposed to happen just yet.
Show and tell.
It's happening. It seems to be happening.
I see all your papers.
Dog, get me out of here. Leave this meeting. Kick me out. Kick me out. Kick me out.
That wasn't a very impressive
kick me out.
Angle.
You're still on, Scary.
Get out.
Hi, Scary.
This is what a hamburger sees.
Hey, everyone, stop. No, while you're on, well, let's just do it. Turn it back on. What
damn
was
it.
That?
All right, so what I wanted to do was give you a show and tell, but from a different angle because there's something else back here. Someone else
we
go first.
That.
I gotta go back in.
We saw what a cookie sees right before
oh
it enters
God.
Scary's mouth.
Yeah.
Scary.
Terrifying.
Okay, I'm in.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Which one do we look at?
Everyone knows how we look at my secondary angle. Can you see
okay.
my is this
yes,
angle
we see
here?
It. Yeah.
All right, good. Everyone knows how we've been doing the show for like 25 years, right? And some of the sounds from the radio show that you've been hearing were part of a tradition. Elvis could speak to this. There's a thing that we have in the studio called the ding buzz.
Okay? Oh, the ding buzz, yes.
It's very fascinating. It's very unique. I don't think any other radio show.
It's very analog.
It's very analog. What it is it's a panel with a couple of doorbells and a buzzer on it. And for years on the air, we've been playing these sounds that you've been hearing, like ding, 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 or and things like that. Well, that is a good old-fashioned Home Depot panel. We bought, went to Home Depot, and our engineers brought it from studio to studio ever since we were in our studio.
It is old school. By the way, you're turning this into tell and show because you're telling us before you show it.
So currently, it's followed us from studio to studio, and it is now lying underneath the console. Here's the console where Elvis and we all work every day. And now look, this is the actual ding buzz. So you're looking at the actual...
We don't see it.
Well, I see some wires, a pile of wires.
You see it
to the right.
Tell you.
Well, okay, there's
there we go.
There it is. There it is.
Oh, you got that wrong. Oh, you got it right.
I got a complaint.
And then
we all do.
See, and that's the actual.
We were supposed to get show and tell items.
He forgot.
Scary just looked to his left and said, "I'm going to talk about that thing."
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, not a,
I ran
not
into
a
my
lot
basement.
Of...
Froggy went in his garage
He's
or whatever.
He's not in his house. I'm not in my house. Thank you, Nate.
Well, no, but Scary.
Okay,
Scary.
He could have brought something with
Scary.
You.
We planned this yesterday. We said, don't forget tomorrow's show and tell day. So you showed
Nate
up at school.
Show?
You showed up at school and you used the class tarantula as your show and tell.
What is Nate going to show? The phone he answers every morning?
Well, we'll find out. All right. Thank you, Scary.
I'm sorry, guys.
I love this.
My good effort.
The Ding Buzz is a piece of our history, so I must say. Danielle, what's your show and tell?
So this is my new favorite Christmas decoration. I got it at Hobby Lobby, so it was cheap. But it's a little television, an old school television. Look how cute it is.
I love
it. You see, it goes around. Look at a little train on the
bottom.
Oh, that's
so cool. There's a train in there. It's a little village.
Yep, and it lights up, and it's the cutest thing. Everybody who comes to my house is like, where did you get that? I'm like, Hobby Lobby, very cheap. I love it.
It
so
is.
Cute.
Well, I'm going to HobbyLobby.com immediately.
I was at Hobby Lobby yesterday.
That was very fun.
I love
Thank you,
Hobby
Danielle.
Lobby. You
all right, Scotty B., live from the cereal library.
Well, so originally this was supposed to be a childhood toy of yours that we were supposed to bring, and that's what we were told yesterday.
That's
so
what
I went into my attic. And
oh, God. Oh, no.
No, no, no.
Oh, boy.
This is my teddy bear, not the one you're thinking of.
Oh.
This is the one that got away.
This teddy bear my grandparents gave me when I was born.
Turn him around.
So
had
cute.
It. Here, look. Look, there he is. When I was born.
Turn him around. Okay, just making sure.
Same.
Put him away. Put him away. Put him away.
Fun fact about this bear, these eyes are different. And this eye right here, my dog took and swallowed. My dad found it in the backyard, and my grandmother reattached it. So
it's got fecal matter on it.
Your dog shit that eyeball out, and your grandmother sewed it back on.
Yes.
That's brilliant.
Well, by the teddy bear.
Yes, but she thought it was very sentimental. You know me, and I was so grossed out by it. But this is my baby, you know, teddy bear.
Aww,
so
instead of calling him Popeye, we called him Poopie.
Yes.
Why are your eyes so brown, little bear?
Oh, God.
I think that's so adorable. From your childhood, how old are you? How old were you when you got that bear?
This bear is 45 years old.
Wow.
What's it smell like?
The eye sold separately.
God. It smells like dusty attic.
Smells like Alpo.
Yeah.
Hey, that's great. See, that's awesome. What about you, Gandhi? What's your show and tell today?
Oh, my show and tell is I've been working on something, and I might have showed a couple of you guys this yesterday, but this is a painting, well, a piece of art that we made, and it's giant.
I love it.
So pretty.
Wow. I love your work, Gandhi. It's so spectacular.
You have to put that elephant on sweatshirts and like have that be your mascot.
Yeah, people are saying I have to do all kinds of stuff, but it takes so much energy. And I think about you all the time, Elvis, where you're like, I just don't want to do it. It's so much effort. I don't feel like it.
I don't want to do things. I don't think you did that. Now, is that your elephant or is that another artist's elephant?
No, I made that elephant.
Oh, okay.
It could be someone. I hope it's not someone else's elephant.
Well, no, no.
But
if that's a hand-drawn elephant you did, you should get that marked so no one can steal it from you.
Trademark.
And then you can make all the T-shirts you can, like Danielle's talking about.
Done.
You can sell one painting of that elephant. You can sell 40 million shirts and make a lot of money.
Yeah. I know.
Yes.
This one was actually a custom order, so I can't wait for her to get it. I'm really excited.
Damn it. I want an original Gandhi.
Maybe I'll make you
one.
Well,
thank you for sharing. Yeah, make me one. Let's go to the Winter Wonderland with Straight Nate. Buenos dias, señor.
Ho, ho, ho. Okay, so I don't know how this started on our show, but I think I mentioned the Golden Girls one time.
Yeah, because you're into
one time,
old women.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
So you joke about it, the fact that I like older women, but I actually love the show. I don't know if you guys remember watching the Golden Girls Saturday nights, 8 o'clock in the '80s.
I watched with my grandma.
It's still
Aunt
one
Millie.
Of my most favorite shows ever, and listeners occasionally will send me Golden Girls paraphernalia, and they sent me this thank you for being a friend mask.
Oh.
And it's my new mask, but I feel a little awkward as a 40-year-old man wearing four old women
as you should
on my face.
Across your face?
Well, if you're a 40-year-old gay man, it'd be acceptable.
Yeah, I mean, it's acceptable to like the Golden Girls, right?
And I guess it's acceptable.
You don't have to be gay to love the Golden Girls. What's that, Scotty? No.
Nothing. I just you said you'd have to be a 40-year-old gay man. I'm just looking at Nate.
I'm not gay. What are you talking
about? I'm not a murderer. I'm not gay.
In the falsetto voice.
Wait a minute. Scotty admitted he's into bears.
This is true.
Teddy bears, but still.
I like that.
Thank you.
Whoever's watching, keep sending Nate your... You're a Golden Girls.
You know, I had a chance to meet Bea Arthur, and I couldn't make it that night. And now she's passed.
I can't believe it.
She's my spirit animal.
What happened? Why couldn't you make it? Do you remember?
Oh, God, I can't remember. I think traffic. It was in Hollywood, and she was doing this one-woman show thing. And the traffic was really bad, and I was like, oh, man.
So
the Hollywood Bowl let out. I'm like, I can't make it.
You'll meet her one day. Don't worry.
I'll see her tomorrow.
Pretty morbid.
Did you have, like, the ultimate moment when Alex Trebek was on the Golden Girls in the Jeopardy episode? That's like your perfect combination of things.
Are you thinking, because Alex was also on a Cheers episode. Do you remember that?
No.
I caught all this stuff late.
But yeah, he was so versatile. We loved Alex.
Yeah, he was.
All right, so let's go to the kitchen of Garrett. Garrett, yes. What's your show and tell?
So yesterday I stopped off at my parents' house because, as Nate said, you know, I'm that student and, you know, find something from your childhood, and as we all have been doing today. So I got the water bottle I would use during my sport. Like, I played basketball a lot, and I also played swimming. I say played swimming because it sounds cool. This is the water bottle I would constantly use, and it shows my love and affection for this person. It is...
Who
Dwayne
is that?
That's
the
Rock.
That's the Rock?
Yep, there's his crotch.
Wow.
That's so funny.
You use that as your water bottle?
Yeah. And you know what? I'm going to start using it again because why not?
I'm sure you should clean that out.
Probably.
Oh, trust me, I did. Yeah, it was so bad. It was like there was stuff growing in it. Like,
oh, gross.
I wonder if that's a collector's item.
It might be.
Well, now my mouth's on it, so.
Suck away. All right, to the den of David Brody. Brody, what do you have for your show and tell?
So, again, because we were originally told it was for kids' items, things we had from our childhood. Well, I grew up in a small apartment, so we didn't have a lot of room for setting these up. But now that I have a house, I don't set them up at all. So I've got a basement full of... Now, in the 40s, there was an iron and metal shortage because of World War II. So after World War II, they started making electric trains out of plastic. But my father... When he was a kid, had trains that were metal.
Wow.
They're worth a lot of money. They're solid metal.
Wow.
And so I've got about six or seven engines. And, they're about 80 years old. But I have room for it, and we never set them up. So I'm glad that you gave me a reason to look for it. But I've got enough track to fill up the whole neighborhood. And so, this one's from, I think, 1936. So
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now that's worth money, probably.
Yeah, that's
cool. It's worth a lot of money. Yeah, I would never sell them because, you know, they're part of my childhood. And Scotty, I've never had sex with the train.
You should try it. You didn't fuck it in the caboose?
Right in the caboose, Elvis. There you go.
Wait, what's Elvis's?
Well, I'll show you right now. Okay. So do you know who Rodolfo Guzman Huerta was?
No.
Otherwise known as El Santo, the saint. He was arguably the greatest legend in Mexican sports. He was an iconic Mexican luchadores, which is the masked wrestler. And this is my shrine with the Virgin Mary. My shrine to Rodolfo Guzman Huerta.
Oh, nice.
And, of course, the shrine made out of the half of an Altoids tin. Our friend Drew made this for me.
Oh, wow, that's so cool.
Look
that
was
at
so
the,
nice.
The detail. Look at that. I love those Mexican wrestlers.
He's got a Nacho Libre mask.
Nacho Libre, I was thinking that.
Wait, Garrett used to have that mask, right, Garrett?
Yeah, well, I think we got it somewhere. Yeah, we got it for like an event or something.
Well,
then I threw it out.
Well, this is him. Look how creepy masks
that's
on.
Creepy. Oh, yeah.
Well, that changes it.
So that's my shrine for the Virgin Mary.
Nice.
I think that's so cool. I love that your friend made you that.
Yeah, Elvis, where do you keep it in the house?
Oh, it's in my bedroom. It's right there. I look at it every day. Aww. It's fabulous.
That's so sweet.
It's got Mary on it. You could put it on the back of your Christmas tree.
I could. Oh. I could decorate with it. Yeah. Well, anyway, so there you go. There's our show and tell for today.
It is.
How are we doing on time?
We're done.
Oh. We're done.
Holy moly.
Bye. That was a lot of fun. I thought we had a lot of interesting things today. Even the Scary's Ding Buzz was really
fun. I mean, it's a piece of our show that people grew up
with. It's a piece of history. You're absolutely
Next week, he'll show us the microphone that's right in front of him.
And we still use it.
Here's the wall in the studio.
A lot of
Here's
people
the
don't
floor
know what
I
wall
stand
is
on.
Behind us.
We have a door that opens up in the studio. All right. Well, happy Thursday, guys. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Love ya.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.